Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
Let me welcome you again to our Easter service as we remember the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
欢迎弟兄姊妹们来到今天受难节的聚会，让我们来一起敬拜我们的神。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us and that you sent your Holy Begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us.
天父，我们谢谢你，你爱我们，你让你的儿子耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死。
We pray, Father, that you will help us to better understand the great sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on our behalf.
天父啊，帮助我们更多的认识耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的那伟大的事情。
And now, Lord, speak to us, both near and far, and draw us to yourself, O God.
主啊，向我们说话，求你从近处、从远处向我们说话，让我们可以更多的靠近你。
So we ask in no other name but the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们没有其他的名，我们唯有耶稣基督的名。
Our title this evening is the cry of Jesus. The cry of Jesus.
主耶稣在十字架上，他呼喊。
We will be reading from the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 27, verses 45 to 50.
我们今天要看马太福音的27章45到50节。
So if you have your Bibles, please let me invite you to read with me verse 45. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Verse 47, and some of the bystanders hearing it said, this man is calling Elijah.
我们来一起读这一段经文，马太福音27章45节，从五镇到深处，遍地都黑暗了。越在深处，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利以利，拉玛撒巴格大尼。”就是说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”第47节，站在那里的人有的听见，就说：“这人呼叫以利亚呢。”
Verse 48, and one of them, at once ran and took a sponge.And fill it with sour wine and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. But the other said, Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. But Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit.
第四十八节，内中有一个人赶紧跑去拿海蓉蘸满的醋绑在苇子上送给他喝。其余的人说且等着看以利亚来救他不来。耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。
Tonight we will be focusing, as I said, our title, The Cry of Jesus, and we'll be looking at the words, my God, why have you forsaken me?
今天晚上我们来一起思考耶稣的喊叫，我们也来一起来看这一段经文。这一段经文说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
As you probably are well aware of, that there are seven words or sayings of Jesus on the cross.
你可能已经知道，耶稣在十字架上有耶稣七言，耶稣的七句话。
My God, is found in the smart middle of all these sayings.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？是这十架七言里面其中的一句。
Now, what can we learn about the cry of Jesus?
我们从耶稣的喊叫之中能够学到什么？
There are four things that we're going to be looking at.
我们要看四件事情。
The timing of Jesus' cry.
耶稣喊叫的时间。
Which is one of judgment.
是关于审判的。
The fulfillment of Jesus' cry.
耶稣的喊叫成就经上的话。
Which is one of a hero who comes to the rescue.
这是来关于 来救我们神的计划来救我们的那一位英雄
And the suffering of Jesus cry, which is one of pain.
耶稣喊叫中的痛苦
And the prayer, lastly, of Jesus cry.
最后耶稣的喊叫是一个关于祷告的问题
And now let's look at the timing of Jesus cry.
让我们先来看耶稣喊叫的时间
If you notice, the scripture tells us thatJust before he cried, there was darkness over the land for about 3 hours.
我们看这里的记载，在耶稣喊叫之前，当时是有3个小时遍地都黑暗的时间。
There was darkness over the land for about 3 hours.
有大概3个小时的时间。
The darkness is a metaphor describing God's judgment upon the Son.
这一个黑暗的时间预表着神的审判。
In other words, for 3 hours, God was graphically showing that he is pouring out his judgment, his wrath upon his son because of our sins.
从这个事件可以看到，在那个时候，天父因着人类的罪，把他的审判，把他的愤怒倾注在耶稣基督的身上。
This parallels what we saw in the book of Exodus chapter 10. Before the Passover celebration, God in Exodus 10 caused 3 days of darkness to come upon the land.
在旧约圣经出埃及记里面有同样的记载，在上帝对埃及进行审判，那一个时候也是以色列民将要出埃及的时候，当时有3天的黑暗时间，整个埃及全地都黑暗了。
Scholars would agree that darkness is depictive of evil or depictive of God's judgment upon evil.
解经学家他们都认同这个黑暗代表着神的审判，代表神的愤怒。
The darkness shows the reality that Jesus was.
这个黑暗显示着这样一个事实
For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him he might become the righteousness of God.
神使那无罪的，就是耶稣，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
According to 2 Corinthians 5:21.
这是来自哥林多后书5:21
Galatians 3:13 tells us Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, becoming a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone who is hung on a tree.
而在加拉太书3:13里面记载，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。
So Jesus was being punished for our sins. It pleased the Lord to punish him, to bruise him according to Isaiah 53:10.
耶稣因我们的罪而受责罚，受神的责罚，正如在以赛亚书53里面提到的。
So the darkness was showing that God.The Heavenly Father was punishing His Son.
所以这个黑暗就代表着天父他要因着人类的罪而定义要惩罚耶稣。
So what else can we see from Jesus cry?
我们从耶稣的喊叫之中能够学到什么
？Next, we will look at Jesus cry is a fulfillment.
我们下面会看到耶稣的喊叫是应验经上的话。
Did you realize that?My God, my God, was first echoed in Psalm 22:1.
你知道吗？这一段经文是来自诗篇22篇，这也是被称为弥赛亚诗篇的一篇诗。
This is called a messianic psalm. In other words, the hero psalm.
这一篇诗篇被称为弥赛亚诗篇，就是称为英雄的预言的诗篇。
Psalm 22, it goes like this. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from me, from saving me, from the words of my groaning?
在诗篇22篇里面提到，我的神， 我的神为什么离弃我，为什么远离不救我，不听我哀恨的言语。
In other words, more than 1,000 years ago, that the psalmist prefigured what Jesus the Son would go through.
所以在耶稣上十字架1000年之前，诗篇的作者就从用这个诗篇来描述了耶稣当时上十字架的样子。
We know it's no secret that in the Old Testament, God already planned and sketched out for us that He is going to send a hero to rescue mankind.
我们知道在旧约圣经里面，神已经在慢慢的一步一步的在做他的计划，有一位弥赛亚，一位英雄，他会来到这个世上来拯救我们。
So even as David described his own predicament, he was being a prophet and was prophesying what the Son of God would go through on the cross.
这一段的诗篇是大卫描述他自己的苦难，但同时他也预表着耶稣基督那位弥赛亚将来要在十字架上所做的事情。
In other words, God had a rescue plan for mankind.
所以这地方讲到的是神有一个拯救人类的计划。
Jesus is the hero for the movie of life.
如果有一个关于生命的一部电影，那么耶稣基督就是这部电影的主人公。
Revelation chapter 13 verse 8 tells us that Jesus was crucified before the foundation of the world.
在启示录13:8里面提到，在创世以先，耶稣基督就是那神的羔羊，这件事已经被定了。
So we see so far, we see the timing of Jesus' cry and the cry of a fulfillment, and now we look at the cry of a hero, the suffering hero.
好，我们刚刚看到了耶稣哭泣的时间，我们看到了耶稣哭泣，他成就了经上的话。下面我们来看耶稣哭叫喊，他哭喊的时候的那个痛苦。
Think about the words with me again.And Jesus cried, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我们再来看这句话，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？耶稣这样喊叫说。
The word forsaken has to do with abandon, or the idea of rejection.
这里讲到耶稣被天父所拒绝，所抛弃。
Either intentionally or unintentionally.
可能是有意的，也可能是无意的。
Jesus was abandoned by his heavenly Father.
耶稣基督被他的天父所抛弃。
John help us to, in John chapter 1, that Jesus was in the bosom of his Father, and an eternal picture. They enjoy fellowship together.
在约翰福音第一章里面提到，耶稣在他的父怀中，在创世以先，在所有的这个时间里面，耶稣基督都是与父有一个美好的一个团契。
It speaks of intimacy, but now in this moment in time, the Father has turned his back upon his Son.
耶稣基督一直与他的父有一个非常亲密的关系，但是在这个时候，天父他抛弃了耶稣。
We know leading up to this event that.The Lord Jesus Christ was experiencing all different kinds of emotional abuse.
我们知道在耶稣喊叫这一段的时候，耶稣基督已经经历了许多的情感上的极大的痛苦。
We know that the soldiers, they were abusing the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道那些有兵丁，他们在曾经戏弄折磨过耶稣。
They were saying,Hail, King of the Jews, and they beat him and spat in his face.
他们戏弄他说，对他喊说，恭喜犹太人的王，但是又吐唾沫在他的脸上打他。
We know also the passerby, because Jesus was crucified in a public place where people would pass by.
我们知道也有路人在讥笑他，因为耶稣基督是在一个公共的场合在被钉十字架。
And according to the passage, those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, You destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Save yourself if you are the Son of God. Come down from the cross.
在39节里面提到，那些路人，那些经过的人，他们 嘲笑耶稣，讥讽他说，摇着头说，你这拆毁圣殿三日又建造起来的，可以救自己吧，你如果是神的儿子就从十字架上下来吧。
Oh, but to had insult on this the religious leaders, and they too said, in, so in verse 41, so also the chief priests and the scribes, the elders mock him, saying, he save others, he cannot save himself. He is the king of Israel. Let him come down from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he desires him. For he said, I am the Son of God.
同样，那些宗教领袖也在戏弄，嘲讽耶稣。在四十一节里面提到，祭司长和文士并长老也是这样戏弄他，说他救了别人不能救自己，他是以色列的王，现在可以从十字架上下来，我们就信他，他倚靠神，神若喜悦他，现在可以救他，因为他说我是神的儿子。
And we know that of course the thieves on the cross, one of them said, why don't you save us and save yourself?
我们知道在与耶稣同钉十字架的强盗也是这样的讥讽他。
But all of this emotional insult pales in comparison to be abandoned by your heavenly Father.
所有的这些讥讽跟嘲笑，当与天父和耶稣基督的那个抛弃 和这一比起来的时候，其他的都好像变得苍白，已经程度非常之低。
Our world lately has seen so much suffering.
我们已经看到了这样多的痛苦。
Many of us know the taste of what it means to be rejected.
我们已经知道那种被拒绝、被抛弃的痛苦的感觉。
Or to be abandoned.
被遗弃。
Some are rejected because of their race.
有的人因着自己的种族被遗弃。
Some are rejected because of their gender.
有的人因着自己的性别被拒绝。
For whatever reason, many people are rejected.
各种各样的原因，你可能因着各种各样的原因被其他的人所拒绝，被抛弃。
I remember one of my friends who was living in Jamaica, one of the Jamaican Chinese coming here for college, and his father said, if you go to a Christian college, which was Wheaton, if you go there, I will reject you.
我曾经有一个在牙买加的朋友， 他的父亲曾经对他说，这个朋友他是后来去了 Wheaton 神学院，他的父亲对他说，如果你去那个学校，我就抛弃你，我就拒绝你。
Yeah, to feel abandoned is enormous pain and suffering, and there are many adults who still haven't recovered from the rejection of their parents.
当你被父母所拒绝、所抛弃的时候，那一个心中的痛苦是非常大的痛。
Our Lord Jesus was abandoned. He felt forsaken by his heavenly Father. Why?
当主耶稣他被天父所抛弃的时候，他在十字架上喊天父，为什么？为什么？
Because of our sins.
这是因为我们的罪。
And finally, Jesus' cry is a prayer, a question.
那最后。耶稣的喊叫，这是一个关于祷告的问题。
Have you ever thought about that? That this cry is really couched in a question?
你是否曾经想到过，这其实耶稣的喊叫其实是一个祷告。
There are a couple of things that I see here that you and I could probably observe in this cry.
我们可以在这一段之中可以观察到下面这些。
This prayer came at a time of great pain.
这个祷告是在非常痛苦之中发生的。
This is not new for the Lord Jesus. When he was in the garden, in anticipation of the cross, he prayed, and we are told that he agonized in prayer.
耶稣基督他在科西玛尼亚园里面，他那个时候就已经祷告，他已经在祷告，而且他在巨大的痛苦之中。
Some of us are used to this. Sometimes when we are in great pain, we will cry out to God.
我们很多人可能有同样的经历，当我们在非常痛苦的时候，我们向上帝呼求喊叫。
Others are sometimes angry with God when they're in great pain.
有的人他们在痛苦之中，他们非常愤怒，他们甚至对上帝发怒。
The greatest pain that I have ever experienced, which is greater than ladies' pain, is my kidney stones.
我更大的一个痛苦是我的肾，我的肾脏那个地方啊，有很痛。
I told my wife this pain was greater than woman delivery pain.
牧师告诉他的妻子说，这个痛真是实在是太痛了。
She said, "You don't know what you're talking about."
他的太太说，你不知道你在说什么，你这个痛跟我们女人的痛来说算不得什么。
Until I had a lady who confirmed she had a baby and she had a stones, and she said, "Your husband is right."
直到有一个妇女告诉他，我曾经生过小孩，那个时候很痛，同时我又有肾结石的痛，所以这两个痛苦相比来说，好像是肾结石的痛苦更痛。
I remember that night, I just got off the airplane, and I felt something moved in me, and to the extent that it hugged me around, and I wanted to take a knife and cut my side out.
有一天我因着这个肾结石的问题是这么的痛，那一天我刚刚下飞机，然后我因着那个痛苦，我就感受，我恨不得拿一把刀把那个地方割开啊，把那个实在是因为实在是太痛了。
And at that time I was not ashamed. I was saying, Lord, help me, have mercy.
我那个时候我来到神面前，我一点都不羞耻，我在那呼求神呐、啊，求你帮助我，求你怜悯我。
When you go through this kind of pain, you don't care what people are thinking or saying.
当你经历这么大的痛苦的时候，你不会在乎边上的人怎么看你。
In his prayer, we notice that Jesus recognized what he was going through. It was real and it was relevant.
我们看到耶稣在这个呼喊之中，他承认自己的痛苦，他的这个祷告，这个呼喊是真实的，是密切相关的。
You know, sometimes when you go to prayer meeting and people are praying, it's so easy to give the Christianese prayer.
有的时候我们看到有人去祷告会的时候，他们给出一个这样的祷告。
And you know that maybe the individual is going through a very hard time, difficult time, but they are so conscious about what people are going to think.
他们可能确实经历一个非常痛苦的时间、他们经历很大的痛苦，但是因为他们怕别人怎么看他们，所以他们、不敢讲出来。
God sees our hearts, and he wants us to articulate what is going on inside our hearts.
上帝知道我们的心，他愿意我们在他面前能够倾心吐意。
Jesus' prayer was also a broken and a desperate prayer.
耶稣基督的祷告也是一个破碎的祷告，是在神面前绝望的呼求。
The scripture said, "A broken and a contrite heart, God will not despise."
在经上说，一个人在神面前那样真诚的呼求，神不会不垂听。
And lastly, the Lord's prayer was loud and transparent.
最后，耶稣基督的祷告，他是大声的呼喊，这是一个在神面前完全赤裸敞开的祷告。
So when our Lord cried, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
所以当耶稣呼喊着，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Think about the timing of Jesus' cry, one of judgment.
所以我们呢，一起思想耶稣基督这个呼喊，他的时间。
God placed the sins of mankind upon him.
神把人类的罪，因着人类的罪，把那个审判跟愤怒，倾倒在耶稣身上。
Think about the fulfillment of Jesus' cry.
我们想一想，耶稣基督成就了经上的话，成就了上帝的计划。
That Jesus is the hero that God had planned long time ago to send to for our rescue.
耶稣是那一位弥赛亚，那一位英雄，在创世以前，在很久以前，他就设立了这个计划，要来拯救人类。
And think about the suffering of Jesus cry, one of pain.
我们要看一下耶稣基督他的呼喊的这个痛苦。
Yes, he tastes death for all of us.
Yes, 是的，他为我们已经尝了死味。
and think about the prayer of Jesus Christ, one of honest desperation.
我们也来思想耶稣基督的他在十字架上喊叫是一个关于祷告的问题，他在神面前的呼求。
My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Earlier on, we alluded to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes should not perish, but have everlasting life.
我们在敬拜之前读经的时候，我们一起读到约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
He went through all that suffering. He went through all that separation because he came to die for our sins. That if you believe in him, if we believe in him, we will never perish, but have everlasting life.
耶稣基督来到这个世上，他经历各样的痛苦，他知道我们的痛苦。他来到这个世上，所经历的这一些是因着我们的罪。我们每一个人信他，就可以得到永远的生命，不至灭亡。反得永生。
What such a love, what love the Father has bestowed upon us that he could, you know, he called us the sons of God, those who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior.
为什么会有这样的爱？为什么上帝会如此的爱我们？上帝对那些跟随耶稣基督的人说：“你们是神的儿女。”
Do you want to be part of this family?
你愿意成为神的？家的一份子吗？
I close with this. There's a young man who wanted to ask me a question about Christianity.
我来在讲到的最后，我来讲这样一个事情。有一个年轻人，他来问我关于基督教、基督信仰的问题。
And he said that, you know, I noticed something about these Christians. They're so loving, they're so caring.
他跟牧师说。我发现这些基督徒有一些的不一样，他们如此的有爱心，他们这样愿意去关心人。
That's what you experience when you believe in Jesus Christ. You are placed into the body of Christ, and you become a family member.
这是当你成为神家的一份子，当你真正的跟随耶稣，你会成为这样的一个人。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
I want to give you a chance. If you have never heard the gospel, or maybe you've heard the gospel, but you've never make it personal. I want you to make a decision right now to serve the Lord Jesus.
我们在这里我要讲到这一点。你可能从来没有听过福音，或者你也许听过福音，但是没有跟上帝建立一个亲密的关系。在这里我来邀请你，你来。认识上帝，来跟上帝建立一个亲密的关系，你来服侍他。
By first acknowledge your sin, confess your sins to him, and repent and turn to Jesus Christ, who alone can save you.
你来向他悔改，你来回转，你来跟随来按耶稣基督来拯救你。
And Christians, remember Jesus, he has suffered. I know many of us have gone through enormous suffering.And the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ is a taste of maybe, you know, you're going through a difficulty right now, and I know some of us are in some enormous pain, but Jesus identify with your pain.
我们当中有些人可能经历极大的痛苦，可能是为主受苦。你要知道，耶稣基督也经历过这些痛苦，他知道你的伤痛。
But there is hope, and Sunday when you come, you hear about hope.
但是有盼望。当复活节在星期天的时候，我们再一次聚会的时候，我们会讲到我们这样的盼望。
Father, we thank you for your word. We pray that you bless your word to our hearts for your name's sake.
天父，我们感谢你，我们愿你的来赐福你的话来带领我们中间的弟兄姊妹。
Amen.
Amen.